Let's start here.
This is not flag burning. Mm-mm. You know, there are so many forms of protest that I can see how it feels disrespectful. But kneeling?
Being associated with and praised by the Imperial Wizard or the KKK is something you want to get away from.
I haven't been able to reach Mr. McConnell on the telephone. Nobody can. So I had to come out here and make him know that he needs to listen to us.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here. Whether you're new to podcasting or an avid fan of many years, Start Here will help you navigate the exploding podcast world with examples and samples for what to listen to next. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. And with technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, we'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here. Two from the rapidly expanding national podcast world and one from the quickly growing and wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. And we'll check out the hottest podcasts as tallied by the Apple Podcast Charts at itunescharts.net. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on wvxu.org. And you can join us. If you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you'd liked, let us know. Drop us an email or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org. Or give us a call and we'll add your voice to ours. 513-294-8030. And now, it's time to start here. This week, we point our podcast ears to sample some of the most intriguing political podcasts, starting with a new addition to the WVXU Podcast Central Library. It's Pantsuit Politics, hosted by Beth Silvers and Sarah Stewart Holland. It's a refreshing take on the increasingly polarizing political conversations taking place in our nation today. Sarah, a liberal, and Beth, a conservative, set out to create a podcast based on mutual respect across the aisle. Their tagline, no shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance. And that perfectly encapsulates the goal of the show. In a political landscape dominated by personal moral attacks on character, Beth and Sarah seek to change the culture of political discussion by listening first and debating second. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Pantsuit Politics entitled #TakeAKnee. Sarah and Beth discuss the implications of the NFL as a political arena and the relationship between race, politics, and patriotism. In this clip, Sarah and Beth give their takes on the recent Colin Kaepernick-led NFL movement of kneeling during the pregame national anthem and the overwhelming outrage it's caused.
And I think, you know, I fail to understand. This is not flag burning. Mm-mm. You know, there are so many forms of protest that I can see how it feels disrespectful. But kneeling and still showing up and facing, I can even see a difference between the staying in the locker room versus yeah. what Colin Kaepernick did. But I think it's a beautiful thing to drop to one knee to express that there's still work to do here. And I was really touched by seeing the players who chose to stand, put their hands on the arms of people who chose to kneel. That, to me, looks like America.
Well, and because with all due respect, it cost Colin Kaepernick a lot. What does it cost for you to call him an asshole on Facebook? Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
And so if you can't respect what this man sacrificed because he felt like this was so important, and this is what this comes back to any conversation on race in this country, and no matter what the president says, this is a conversation about race. I'm always, always back to this poll that came back, I think it was last year, it was Pew Research Center, perceptions of how blacks are treated in the U.S. vary widely by race. You're talking about in dealings with the police, in the courts, when applying for a loan or mortgage, in the workplace, in stores or restaurants, and when voting in elections, you've got at least a 30 to 40% divide between what whites think blacks deal with and what blacks are saying they deal with. The idea that as a white person, you understand someone else's experiences better than they do is bananas. And we have got to stop. The idea that you can just blow off what Colin Kaepernick did and what he sacrificed because you think he's just complaining when you don't know what it's like to walk in America with black skin infuriates me. It infuriates me in the same way that when men try to tell me what it's like to be a woman, it makes me my head want to spin around backwards. You don't know. Listen to your fellow Americans when they talk. try to understand what they are saying instead of blowing it off because it makes you uncomfortable.
A sample from Pantsuit Politics with Beth Silvers and Sarah Stewart Holland. Keeping up to speed with developments in the American political world is tough, but Pantsuit Politics is there to help. You can find the latest episodes and new ones on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a podcast voted favorite political podcast by iTunes listeners. Late Show host Stephen Colbert says that everybody should listen to it. It's called Political Gabfest. It's from Slate, and it's one of the best political podcasts out there. Journalists Emily Bazelon, John Dickerson, and David Plotz take to the studio to discuss the many developments in our increasingly volatile political climate. Their discussions are real, genuine, and always interesting. And as journalists, they seek to provide the facts first, but aren't afraid to share their well-informed and sometimes strong opinions on poignant political topics. Consider this their off-the-clock time. Here's a sample from an episode of Political Gabfest titled The Very Fine People Edition. The hosts discuss the events of Charlottesville in mid-August and share their thoughts on the responses of all parties involved, political and non. In this clip, Emily Bazelon and John Dickerson discuss the responses of the Trump administration, including those of Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump himself.
It was revealing to me that the response of Jeff Sessions was seemed so much like the high ground when, in fact, it was just like the super
arch liberal Jeff
say.
Sessions, right?
Right. Like, suddenly Jeff Sessions, who, you know, has some difficult questions about racial discrimination in his past, for sure, is seizing this opportunity to distance himself from all of that. It was a smart thing to do. He's also looking like the leading law enforcement official in the country by calling this domestic terrorism and not mincing words and painting clear lines between himself and his agency and the kind of conduct we saw. It was an obvious thing for him to do, and Trump could have gotten points by doing the same. Instead, we have this situation right now. And John, I wanted to ask you, you know, about the politics of this. So this seems to me like just a terrible blow for the Republican Party. Most Republican leaders have spent the last couple of generations absolutely rejecting overt racism and anti-Semitism of the kind we saw in Charlottesville. Suddenly, the waters are much muddier for their party. And Trump seems to be continuing his insistence on reaching out to the part of his base that, as Jeff was saying, is full of white pride and also resentment of a changing America. And what does that mean for the Republicans?
Well, one thing we should also note is that, as a political matter, being associated with and praised by the Imperial Wizard or the KKK is something you want to get away from.
And it would have been costless. The white supremacists weren't even expecting anyone to stand with them.
Exactly.
John, I mean, you're the great expert here. Is there anything easier for a president to do than denounce Nazism? I mean, maybe endorse Girl Scout cookie buying, but I mean, is there easier layup in politics than coming out against Nazism?
I mean, this is you can't think of a sports metaphor that's as easy as this. I mean, this isn't a slam dunk. This is like a slam dunk on a 2-foot basket. So for any president to denounce Nazis is a slam dunk. For a president who's being praised by the Imperial Wizard of the KKK and who has baggage on this question, it's an imperative. And for a president who has a rock hard, rock solid base, who he said he could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue and not lose, there's no downside to this. And instead, what he did was suggest that the good people were there protesting alongside the Nazis, as if anybody could still be considered good if they were joining in a protest with the Nazis.
That was Political Gabfest from Slate. Stay in the loop with the reporters in the thick of it all with Political Gabfest, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week continues our focus on political podcasts. Kentucky Politics Distilled from NPR is the place to get all your news on the happenings in the Commonwealth. The podcast is published in short, easy-to-consume episodes that provide you with everything you need to know about Kentucky's elected officials. The Kentucky State Legislature convenes periodically throughout the year, so news coming out of Frankfort can often come in rapid-fire spurts. But when news does come around, Kentucky Politics Distilled makes sure to discuss all the important issues facing Kentucky and its citizens in the larger context of the national political realm.
Here's a sample from an episode of Kentucky Politics Distilled titled Town Halls, War on Louisville, and Bible Literacy. In the clip, the podcast covers the town halls held by Mitch McConnell in various cities throughout Kentucky.
Sherman Frazier is a farmer from Harrodsburg. She was one of about 1,000 protesters who showed up outside Senator Mitch McConnell's meet and greet with the Anderson County Chamber of Commerce.
I haven't been able to reach Mr. McConnell on the telephone. Nobody can. So I had to come out here and make him know that he needs to listen to us, because this dismantling of our healthcare system is really distressing to those of us who are independent. And where else am I going to get my insurance?
McConnell held 3 of these events this week. Others were in Louisville and Covington. The senator sidestepped protesters at each one, meeting with a quiet crowd indoors that was punctuated by a handful of protesters who made it in. Rose Mudd Perkins of Georgetown was one of those protesters. She asked McConnell how he expects to bring coal jobs back to the state, saying the industry isn't economically viable.
These coal jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor. And they work those coal mines, and they're sick. The veterans are sick. The veterans are broken down. They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren.
McConnell responded with a chuckle and moved on.
I hope you feel better now.
McConnell told protesters, winners make policy and losers go home. Back outside, Frazier, the Harrodsburg farmer, hoped the protest would wake up more opposition.
So I don't know that our coming out here is going to make him listen, but maybe it'll make somebody else listen.
A snippet from Kentucky Politics Distilled from NPR. Learn more about all the important issues in the political sphere of Kentucky with Kentucky Politics Distilled. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And now to the charts we head. The Apple Podcast charts, that is, from iTunescharts.net. The LA Times-created podcast, Dirty John, continues to top the charts this week, but a new podcast that debuted about 3 weeks ago is slowly making its way to the top. Currently at number 4, the Gimlet podcast called Uncivil, hosted by author and academic Gingera Kumanyika and journalist-broadcaster Jack Hitt. Uncivil takes you back to the time when our divisions turned into war and brings you stories left out of the official history. It's kind of similar to Malcolm Gladwell's revisionist history podcast in that it uses smart storytelling to unearth forgotten stories and cast familiar events in a new light. That's the up-and-coming podcast, Uncivil, on its way to number 1 on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.